Network. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the world had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never would be happy. Darling, let's take a bow. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
There you go. Any of you old-timers remember Ginger Rogers? Because that's her. Old Fred Astaire movie, I think. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and we played that because it talks about Christopher Columbus. It is Columbus Day today for many people. I guess for a lot of people, they don't want to remember Christopher Columbus, but we're not going to forget him. And along with my buddy, Big Ed Davis, thank you very much for being with us on this Monday, October the 11th. By the way, you know, Columbus Day is actually October the 12th. So I suppose they moved it back so that they could have it on a Monday and give the federal holiday like a three-day weekend. I guess that's why they do that. Anyway, in a few minutes, Sean Higgins of the Competitive Enterprise Institute will be with us. We're going to talk about the shipping ports. Have you noticed the lack of product on the shelves right now? We're going to talk about the involvement of U.S. shipping ports with why we are not seeing all the products we want to see on our shelves. Why don't the ports operate 24/7 right now while all of this is going on? So we're going to talk with Sean Higgins about that. And a former Democratic presidential candidate is blasting the Biden administration for lying about the border, the crisis on the southern border. We're going to get some thoughts on that, along with a few other things from the proprietor of the Barber Bowl, the very energetic Andrew Ceraci, a little bit later in the show. And speaking of Columbus, we're going to look on this day at Christopher Columbus. Was he really all that bad of a guy? Was he? We're going to go back and look, okay? So that'll be a little bit later in the show. And in our ultimate top 10, Forbes magazine has come out with the richest people in the world. So we're going to give you, right now, Forbes magazine's top 10 richest people in the world. Stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. For you guys, the best haircutting place in Tampa Bay, for my money, is Andrew's. It is located in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. By the way, I see that our friends from Good Morning Clearwater took the day off, I guess, to celebrate Columbus Day. And we always want to nod, make a nod to them. They have a great show Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network. So, what is going on these days? I hope you had a good weekend, Ed. You were watching your beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers and probably your beloved Tampa Bay Rays. One won and the other lost. I guess we were not surprised the Bucs won by the score that they won by about 3 touchdowns, right? Something like that.
Yeah, and you had to mix work in there in between.
Oh, okay. Well, you're busy.
It was a wonderful weekend of work.
Oh, boy. What were you doing?
You're looking at it.
Doing this. He is the grand poobah of Tantalk Radio. That everybody knows that knows this station. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here doing this show. He keeps everything going. And we're going to talk a little bit later about what's going on in the world of sports in Tampa Bay. In the meantime, now they're firing across the border a Mexican cartel. Suspected members of the cartel caught on video firing bullets across the border. I think they had some sort of like a machine gun that they were firing. Is it that bad now? The footage was captured by a reporter amid reports that the Texas National Guard has seen cartel gunfights increase over the border recently. I mean, it's getting... And then we got, who is it, Mayorkas, that clown who heads Homeland Security, saying we have no border crisis? He also had the nerve to say that the border is closed? How can he say that and keep his job? How can he do that? I don't understand that whatsoever. But so now we got bullets flying across the border. The National Guard apparently has soldiers all over that area in Texas that we're talking about, as well as observation posts. And so this footage was captured. It's getting that bad. It's getting that bad. Now, when is Biden going to show up? He has never been to the border, apparently, in his life, ever. That's what I am reading. In the meantime, Kamala Harris, remember her? Why do they, and by the way, why does she wear black all the time? Is she trying to be like Johnny Cash? She wears black outfits all the time. I've never seen her in a white outfit. I'm still waiting. Or maybe a multicolored outfit. But anyway, several top members of the Biden administration, they were in Mexico City on Friday for a meeting with Mexican officials, but Kamala was not there. She was up in New England again.
You know, I had a suggestion with the supply problem we're having, you know, all the supplies coming in.
Yeah.
Why don't we just have, instead of bringing it in on the coast, give it to the Mexicans and have them smuggle it across the border?
we would get it quicker.
The drugs and the people have no problem coming through.
You're right. I didn't think of that.
We just put them down
there.
I want
to stock ourselves. Let's hand it to a few Haitians on the way over, and they can bring it
across.
They
can bring that, a couple of cases of cream corn, stuff like that, you know.
That's a very good idea. Maybe that's what we will have to do, with certainly more access there than our shipping ports.
I don't know if we can compete with the pay of smuggling humans and drugs, but at least it'll get moving a little bit.
I tell you what, if there is, I mean, as long as they're coming across the border, God love them. Can they stick a few rolls of toilet paper and all the other things we need on the shelves again? So we have these high-level talks in Mexico. What the hell are they going to talk about? What the hell are they going to talk about? Tell Mexico, like Trump did, figure out a way to stop people from coming to our border, will you? Work out some sort of an agreement with Mexico. Trump stopped so much of that by basically making a little bit of a veiled, thinly disguised veil threat to Mexico.
What I want to know is, how did the people get from Haiti to Mexico? Somebody explain that to me.
Well, remember, we talked about that a little bit. These were people that had resettled in like South America and several countries after that horrible hurricane that hit.
Uh-huh.
And then you remember there was an assassination of their president.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, they all got on boats somehow and got over to South America.
Okay.
These are the Haitians that have been sitting down in South America for probably over a year. Now,
so they've been
that begs the question.
They've been squatting down there for a while.
And that begs there the you question. Go. You can't claim that you came to America because of the Haitian crisis, because you were living in South America.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to invent another excuse and say, well, I was living in South America or Central America, and there's a crisis where I was living, and so that's why I'm coming.
Isn't that why Kamala went down there with a bag of cash to get them to stay down there?
I don't think care about wanting them to stay down there. She wanders around. Look, we all know that she's in over her head anyway, and she certainly, why Biden, I remember that press conference or whatever you want to call it, that announcement he made. She was standing behind him, and he makes the announcement she was going to take care of the border. I thought she was as surprised as anybody else in the room at the moment.
You know, I was thinking maybe we should find that, pull it up one day, just to make sure he was saying what we thought he was saying.
Yeah, he might have made a mistake.
Maybe we misinterpreted.
Yeah. He might have been talking to his trip to Paris, and we thought he said Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
That might have been it. Because he does get a little bit confused.
Or maybe
now.
When he was talking about the border, he was thinking about a Taco Bell run that night or something.
We have to laugh because things are so bad that we would cry otherwise. All right, well, let's take our break. And when we come back, I can't wait to talk with Sean Higgins of the Competitive Enterprise Institute on this very strange situation going on at our American ports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Hello out there. Tune in every Saturday at noon on Tan Talk for Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Every Saturday at noon, we will find resources, education, and a shoulder for the caregivers. I know it's tough, but we can work it out together. Look forward to you tuning in on Saturdays at noon, where you'll have tons of information. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
Hey, we are back on Columbus Day. Are you celebrating? I got my little flags out. And I'm celebrating Columbus Day. Now, there are other ways of celebrating this day. Apparently, there's Indigenous Peoples Day. By the way, is that going to be the new name of the Washington football team? In the Washington Indigenous Peoples? That would be the substitute, I guess, for the Redskins word. We don't have Sean yet. He might be celebrating, Ed, Columbus Day and forgot that he's supposed to be on with us. But we're trying to get him, and we've left a message. Because I really do want to talk to him. I think this is a very interesting topic. Let me take the liberty of telling you some of the things Sean Higgins would be bringing up. We were going to talk about why the American ports are not open 24/7 right now. And because of the shortages on the shelves. And he would say, because he did say it, that... part of a cascade of problems bedeviling supply chains and causing these shortages is the fact that ports, like in on the West Coast, do not operate 24/7. Why do they not operate 24/7 when ports across the world do operate 24/7? The answer is, he says, the primary answer is unions. Unions dictate when the work can be done. And so we would probably talk a little bit about trying to get unions to cooperate, especially now with all of the things that have been going on, to get them to operate 24/7. Now, naturally, they would demand a lot more money for their work, which obviously would be passed on through the cost of the goods themselves to us, but that is the way things go. And so that's kind of where all of that is going. I am still seeing, and I'm fearful of it, because when we started the pandemic, you noticed some of the first things to go off the shelves were things like milk and paper products and other food products. And I don't know if we're going to go through that again right now. I don't know, but I fear that. And one of the things we got to do, perhaps, is provide a higher rate of pay for a lot of these places. It's not the trucking industry is also to blame for this shortage. We are not able to hire enough truckers to deliver the goods right now. Now, why is that? I would think there would be a lot of people that would take those trucking jobs. It's tough work. You drive overnight many times. But the pay apparently is coming up. So that would be, another situation. Anyway, hopefully we can. I don't know if Sean Higgins just forgot about it or what. Normally we have no issue with people like him to remember to come on and be with us. But I'm guessing it's partly that. Ed, I don't know if we could do this, but we might be able to call the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Maybe I can give you the name of the lady there. She's usually good about reaching this guy. Or we could send an email. Maybe that would be better. I might have you send an email to her just asking, where's Sean Higgins? We're waiting, And she might be able to get on the phone and figure out a way to reach him or something. She might have his email address. So perhaps we can do that in a moment. But in the meantime, California is getting nuttier and nuttier. They are now the first state to mandate gender-neutral toy aisles. Did you know that? Gender-neutral toy aisles. It's a mandate in the state of California. Their governor, Gavin Newsom, signed into law over the weekend a bill requiring large retailers to provide this general neutral toy section. Can you believe that? Can you believe that they're interfering in the marketplace that much? Isn't that something way overboard? I mean, once you start opening the floodgates to telling companies how they can put their products in the store, I think we got a little bit of an issue with a federal government takeover. This is the first state to adopt such a law. It has to do with LGBTQ issues, LGBTQ advocates pointing out that marketing methods using pink and blue blues, quote, pressure children to conform to gender stereotypes. So if you've got a little blue doll or a little pink doll, a pink doll being a girl doll, maybe a blue doll being a boy doll, this is going to, apparently, it's going to corrupt the kids. I wasn't too corrupted, and I don't think any of my sisters were, especially the ones that bought all those dolls when they were growing up. Apparently, this is a corruption thing now. And here's a scary thing. The Consumer Federation of California supported the law, saying, quote, keeping similar items that are traditionally marketed either for girls or for boys separated makes it more difficult for the consumer to compare the products and incorrectly implies that their use by one gender is inappropriate. All right. The bill, which, by the way, doesn't take effect for three more years, says here it takes effect in 2024, overcame opposition from Republicans and conservative groups who said it was government overreach. Government overreach. All right. Well, as I say, who is it? Elon Musk recently bailed out of California, didn't he? Move to Texas or something like that. So there must be something that's not going right in that state.
Well, I just have sympathy for California, but then they reelect. You know, they didn't get that idiot out.
I know.
Yeah, they could have voted him out, yeah. And they failed on it again.
I know. It's still Democratic blue state.
So, you know, hey, you got to be rich to live there and prepared to pay homeless. A lot.
You can be homeless.
Or homeless there. And a lot of crime.
That's terrible. Now, they have other issues as well, and some things you can't blame him for. They have a lot of fires there. Well, you can somewhat blame the way that they handle... I shouldn't say that, because you can somewhat blame the way that they handle the whole system of keeping their acreage.
Oh, well, no, that was Trump's fault.
Of course it's Trump's fault.
That's because he was ignoring global warming and how did they say that? The forest became angry.
Yeah, the forest retaliated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about blaming Trump for that. So there are other things going on. They got earthquakes every once in a while. Although they haven't had real bad ones.
We got hurricanes in Florida. The Midwest has tornadoes. You know,
exactly.
The Northeast gets blizzards, you know. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's give and take all over. But, you know, it just we don't live like that, for crying out loud.
No.
And we don't use it as an excuse.
That's true. I want to talk, as long as we've got some time, and we didn't get Sean Higgins this morning, unfortunately, about the courage of Christopher Columbus. Now, when I was growing up, Christopher Columbus was a hero. And now he's a person to be disparaged by a lot of people. So Newt Gingrich and his wife wrote a little piece. I think I would like to take the liberty of reading from it a little bit. He says, "Today we remember Christopher Columbus, who landed in the Bahamas on this date and became the first Western European to discover what Europeans would call the New World. When his crew and he, by the way, his crew had about 200 people, left Spain, they had three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. They set their sails thinking that they were going to discover a route to India. They didn't realize that, they believed that we lived on a globe. A lot of people at that time, you see, believed that that horizon was the end of the world, and you would literally fall off if you went that far. So most of the scientists realized that was not the case. And Christopher Columbus bought into that. So these guys were taking a gamble. They didn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't know if they got to the horizon, if all three ships would plummet off into the universe.
So you're saying they had their wills up to date?
I would hope so.
You know, they had a guy on the end there at the bow of the ship ringing the bell if the end was coming. Turn around.
Maybe it's a big waterfall nowhere.
I mean, that one guy missed the iceberg on the Titanic. You know,
yeah.
You figure the guy with the on the bow that was looking for the end of the world could ring the bell and tell him to turn around.
Exactly. You know, speaking of that, those people, those guys that would get on that ship to do this, they were a lot of them were probably not married, right? A lot of them were kind of wild. You know what I mean? They had that sort of wild spirit in them.
Guys were going out to the nightclub every night.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But they expected to discover a trade route to India. So here they go, right? So when Columbus, by the way, Columbus landed in some area called San Salvador, but it was in the Bahamas.
Well, actually, there is also a spot in St. Croix where I go to, where he actually landed in one spot. There is a plaque there where he came
back two other times, I think. Yeah, right. But he thought he was in India. And that's why when they all got off the boat and saw the Native Americans, they named them Indians. They thought they were Indians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They must have thought, well, this is a strange thing. I thought Indians looked a little bit different than these people.
I think that's where they got the because they're called Cruzians down there. I think they thought it was Santa Cruz or something. I don't know.
That could be.
I have to look
it up. Well, Veracruz, remember that? C-R-U-Z?
Well, they're called Cruzians.
Okay.
People on the Virgin Islands, the Cruzians.
That's a good point. I didn't know that. Anyway, we all know there is a large and growing effort across the country to erase Columbus from history and bring down his statues and kind of demonize him and any of the other European explorers who followed him. So maybe he wasn't perfect, and maybe there were some diseases that were brought to the people of that area at the time, and maybe, you know, there were some attacks back and forth. But if you want to look to find the perfect person to erect the statue to, there's only one that walked the earth that I know of. So, you know, going after Christopher Columbus, he was a brave man. And regardless of what you think about him as an individual, what he did, what he accomplished, is something that we need to note. You know, forget about whether you like the guy. It's like Trump. You got to look back and see what he did. Not what, oh, I don't like his personality, so therefore, he shouldn't be president. No. Unfortunately, a lot of people with bad personalities do wonderful things, do great things. There's a lot of people, you go back in history, that weren't so easy to get along with. Mohandas Gandhi, they told, go read his life story. He was not an easy man to be around. But he did some wonderful things. So you got to kind of separate behavior sometimes from accomplishment, you know what I mean? Anyway, I take it that phone call, Ed, was not from, okay, and I know who it is. We're going to take our break. When we come back, looking forward to talking with the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Sorese.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, then...
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports.
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Columbus Day and delighted to be here. Well, former Congressman Tulsi Gabbard, remember her, the woman in white, sort of the opposite of Kamala Harris, the woman in black? She slammed President Biden's immigration policies over the weekend. She said there are serious humanitarian and national security consequences with that program. She said they have an open door policy at the border, and she's a Democrat. Now, of course, she was sort of a rogue Democrat. Remember when she was running for the presidential nomination? And she had a little bit of a military background. She was really disliked by a lot of the people on the Democratic. She almost was, in some ways, she was very conservative. But she's talking about how Biden and the administration is just really screwing things up there. She says these drug cartels down there, the human traffickers, incredibly emboldened to the point where they feel that they can do this without consequence. And now they're firing, you know, these bullets back and forth. So anyway, we got both of the Sorese brothers on this morning. Delighted to have them both, Andrew and Angelo. Thanks, guys, for being with us. Wanted to get your thoughts. Maybe I'll start with you, Angelo. You remember Tulsi Gabbard, and she ran for president. I don't know what you thought of her, but she's coming out and talking a little bit about the border situation right now again. And I would think other Democrats would admit, would stand up and admit things are really bad down there.
Yes, they are. They're letting all these people in. I'm sure they're not vaccinated like we have to be. There's no mandate to vaccinate the people coming across. I guess you can't call them illegal aliens anymore, right? We have to call them migrants.
We can call them on this show anything you would like. So
illegal aliens coming across
open
borders, and in this bill that they want to pass, they got this thing where they want to make, you know, give them amnesty and make them citizens. And, you know, to me, a lot of these people coming across, they're the ones that want to change this country into a communist country, right? They want to change things in our country, and yet they're here illegally.
Yeah. You know, there was, I watched this, I've said this before, I watched C-SPAN in the morning, just because they're a little bit on the liberal side. They have call-ins. And their question today was, is America's best days behind them, or do we have its best days to look forward to? Andrew, if you had to answer that question, America's days behind or coming forward, what would you say?
Well, Paul, right now I got to say they're behind.
Mm-hmm.
They're behind. I mean, look what's going on at the ports. I know you were supposed to talk with somebody. You know, how come all of a sudden we have this problem? We never had it before.
Well, we had a shortage of things because of the pandemic, but this is a little bit different, isn't it? And we have a union issue. That's another thing. We have a union issue, and we have a truck driver issue, I believe.
Let me ask you a question. Are the union workers' families going to be without the same stuff we are?
Yes.
What are they doing then?
I know. I don't know. Well, that's what I'd like to know.
I think this is all a bunch of humbug.
Well,
okay. You notice today the news isn't talking about the Southwest too much. They're saying bad weather stopped there. What bad weather?
In the Southwest?
Okay. Southwest Airlines. Let me tell you.
Oh, Southwest Airlines. Yeah. That's a weird one.
The bad weather and a shortage of employees. You know what it is, Paul?
What is it?
I'm not telling you. But the pilots, 85% of these pilots today are military veterans.
So they didn't take the shot? Is that it?
They're not taking their shot.
That's what I was wondering.
They're actually standing up and saying, listen, we took an oath years ago to protect the Constitution of the United States, and we're going to do this. They aren't telling us what we're going to do. They're walking off, Paul. Those are the air traffic controllers. And you know what? This country needs to go on strike, Paul.
You know, I noticed last week that American Airlines had announced that 5,000 of its pilots had not been vaccinated yet, and they only had a week left.
Yeah. And why is Southwest being duplicitous about this?
I don't think they just don't want to let everybody know what the real reason is.
I know. And
usually, when it's a software problem, we know about it right when it happens.
They should be honest about
it. But they've already
canceled
hundreds of flights already today.
See, this is what happens when you force people. You can't do it. Look what they're doing in New York. It's not working, right? Angelo. Wake up for a moment. I'm going to ask you a question about New York and all those hospital workers. Don't they have an issue trying to get all those hospital workers there to get the virus shot?
Yeah, yes, they do. In fact, Strong Memorial Hospital here in Rochester, a lot of the employees were protesting outside about getting the shot.
This is what happens when you try to force. You know, a country with people that have believed they are free, you know, that they live in a free country, when you try to force this down their throat.
The thing is, they're forcing us to get the mandating us to get the shots. But yet, on the other hand, they're letting all these illegal aliens coming in the country without vaccination.
They're
checking their cards, are they?
No, they're not. This drives me crazy. Crazy.
You crazy is driving the American people crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on?
Exactly.
America's days are best are yet to come. The best days are yet to come. 2024, well, first 2022, getting rid of the Democrats. 2024, President Trump running again, and hopefully gets reelected.
Yeah.
The best days are yet to come if the American people are willing to, you know, to toss these Democrats out.
Yeah.
You know what they say with the unions? When the Democrats are in the White House, the unions have a key to the back door of the White House. Every time the Democrats are in the White House.
Right. Andrew, I don't think you're as optimistic as your brother about the best days coming or already behind us, and I can kind of understand that. Here's my take. It's almost impossible to put the genie back in the bottle. And I think a lot of us that have been around for a while, and remember the good old days, when we say good old days, less federal government intrusion, more, I don't know, more freedoms, and I don't know, more respect for one another. They're all of that is. I see an erosion of all of that. What do you think, Andrew?
Well, Paul, you know, I guess yesterday I had to laugh because, you know, I don't watch the football games, but I guess at one of the NFL games now they're starting to chant.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't chant what they're chanting, but I know what you mean.
I'm not chanting, but the NFL started. But what really is amazing me is the college games. I mean, are these kids waking up or what? But you know what, Paul?
That actually bodes well, that they can figure out that something's not right with the guy that's running things right now.
That's right. But, you know, you really want to change all these kids' minds is really simple. You know that infrastructure bill, in the part two of that infrastructure bill, upon death, your estate will be taxed at 61%. I can guarantee you my kids will change their mind real quick.
Yeah.
If they see that one, because they're not going to have nothing. They're depending on what I got.
It's a horrible death tax thing, trying to take as much as possible from you when you're not around anymore.
61%.
That's thievery.
Taxed and taxed again, Paul. And you know what else, Paul? American people better realize we are taxed at 65% right now on every dollar we make. If you take your electric bill tax, your cell phone bill tax, your tax on groceries, your tax on automobiles, anything you buy, Paul, anything you do is taxed. How are the American people living on 35 cents of every dollar they're making?
It's not easy, is it?
But as it writes, it's the truth. Look at it.
I know. No, you're right. Everything you buy, there's a tax.
35 cents, Paul, on every dollar.
And we live in.
How are we living?
And we live in a state where we don't have a state income tax, which we're very fortunate.
Right. Imagine.
Angelo, I'm sorry to talk to you about that, but you guys in New York do not have the same deal with the state income tax. You got to pay that. So you even pay more, don't you?
We've got an 8% sales tax. We've got taxes upon taxes, you know.
Yeah.
New York State is one of the worst states to live in for taxes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then our freedoms are being taken away, too, besides.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got all of these taxes and you got all of these new regulations, and you'd think people would smarten up and say, what's going on? I'm not going to be beating myself over the head with a hammer anymore. I want to get rid of these people, you know?
Well, you know, the thing is I was listening to Mark Levin last week, and you know when the Democrats are saying we're not going to be able to pay the bills, we have to raise the debt ceiling?
Yes.
They've already got money coming in, so billions of dollars every month to pay the bills. All they're telling the people, they're lying to the people, saying we're not going to be able to pay our bills. All they want to do is raise the debt ceiling so they can tax more and spend more money.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security is already covered. Medicare is already covered with the billions of dollars coming in every month. Like Andy was saying, look at the taxes that we're paying every day on your phone bill, this bill, that bill. Everything is being taxed. They got the money coming in. All these Democrats want to do is keep spending more and more for their new Green Deal and the social programs.
Yeah, we have more money coming into the federal government than we have ever had before, ever.
That's right. And what they're doing is they're lying to the American people saying that, oh, we can't pay the bills. If we don't pay our bills, we're going to get this and that. We have to raise the debt ceiling, which is a bunch of bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to realize that we weren't supporting all these illegal immigrants before. We got to support them now.
Yeah,
that are coming in.
Well, we're spending money we should never be spending.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
right. We're spending money that we don't even have.
If the spending bill costs zero, why raise the debt ceiling?
I know. Because we have a bunch. This is the same group of people that's telling you we have no crisis at the border and that the border is closed. They're right, also telling you that this is going to cost zero. Nobody's buying it.
Over the weekend, I believe last Thursday or Friday, in Pennsylvania, one of Joe Biden's friend's wife had to be rushed to emergency.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if she had COVID or what, but she had to wait and wait and wait. Do you know that Joe Biden called that hospital and wanted to know why she was waiting?
Yes. He's got a lot of time on his hands, doesn't he?
I mean, can you imagine that? What's this, special privileges?
Yes, of course it is. If you got a call from the president and you were some poor nurse answering the phone, what do you think? I'm sorry, I'm busy, and it slammed the phone down on him? No.
That's what I would have done.
I know you, but you're not a nurse.
No, you're not Joe Biden. Come on.
Well, that's true.
Unbelievable.
Yes, and I'm Josephine, Napoleon's wife. Click. Oh, my goodness.
And I'm the Pope.
Hey, guys, it's always a pleasure to have both of you on. You make me feel better. And I know that Andrew will be looking forward to talking with you again on Wednesday. Hopefully, you will follow a guest.
Well, I'm going to debut a new song I'm writing.
Oh, God spare us.
On Wednesday.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean, oh, good.
You have no idea. This is going to be beautiful.
Is it?
It's going to be big. As Trump says, it's going to be big.
And you're going to? Are you going to sing it for us on Wednesday?
I might sing it and play the accordion.
I'd love it.
While I'm singing it.
Would you?
We're going to debut it, buddy.
I'd like to hear it.
You don't want to hear it. Paul, you don't want to hear it.
I don't. Well, I knew he could play the accordion, but maybe he can't sing. That's what I'm worried about.
You're going to love it, but it's going to be really big.
Okay.
Really, really big. All right.
Looking forward. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. You know that they both are musical. Angelo's also musical. I think he plays. I can't remember. Doesn't he play the piano or he plays some instrument? Yeah. Anyway, let us take our final break. And when we come back, among other things, the 10 richest people in the world.
Well, I wanna da-da-da-da love it. Well, I wanna da-da-da-da hug it. So, baby, can't you see that you were meant for me? I want your loving, yes, sirree.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. By the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. And thanks to Big Ed, you can listen to our program on podcast at your leisure. Just go to our website, which is OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Look at the top. There's the podcast button. And away you go. Well, Facebook is now defending what it does with people's censorship on on their platform, saying that they use algorithms, apparently, to protect people from more hate speech. Now, this is their vice president, Nick Clegg. He says controversial algorithms protect its users from being exposed to extreme content. Now, here's the rub. You are still allowing some yokel somewhere to determine what is to be free speech and what is not to be free speech. I don't care about this algorithm nonsense. You can skew your algorithms any way you want, you know? So this guy Clegg defended Facebook against allegations from, remember this whistleblower woman, Frances Haugen? She alleges that their algorithms on Facebook push clickbait and extreme content. And he says the company would never be able to entirely eliminate misinformation and hate speech from its platforms. He says, if you remove the algorithms, the first thing that would happen is that people would see more and not less hate speech. He said these algorithms are designed precisely to work almost like giant spam filters to identify and deprecate bad content. Ed, I've got to ask you something here. If you could run Facebook or Twitter, what would you do about some of your users that really do go overboard with profanity, with saying things that are not true, you know, horrible slanders and the like? Would you allow it, or would you say we do have some sort of a code?
Well, starting with profanity, I mean, if we were going to regulate profanity, what would we do with some of the movies, the rap songs that are out there that are not monitored? If you have somebody in your friends list that keeps running profanity, you just delete and block them. You know, just so like you, if you don't like a radio show, you turn it off,
right?
Or a TV show.
So in other words, you're talking about the user making...
Yeah, I don't like the fact that they just think that, in other words, you can't have an opinion like on global warming because it's not true to them. I mean, first of all...
Well, that's where it ends up seeping into things like
who
that.
Who gives them the right to say that they are right and we are wrong? And who are they relying on for their data, whatever, on what the coronavirus is really about, whether there was fraud in voting or whatever?
So you're basically saying, let it all hang out.
Yeah. Listen, you know, unless somebody's going on Facebook and proclaiming to murder somebody, then it's a different story.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah,
that's just chatter. I mean, if you're standing in a group with three people and you don't like what they're talking about, you leave the group.
Fair enough. Before we get to our top 10, Ed, I got to talk to you about what happened to our beloved Rays. They lost. They lost to the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are up 2-1 right now, and it's best of five, so they can't afford to lose another game.
I think they're done.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. I think pitching is really, going into this thing, I thought everybody thought, oh, the pitching's going to be great. It's just so hard to keep rotating these guys, and they're so young, the pitching staff. I mean, in game two, you started a rookie in Shane Baz. I mean, come on. I mean,
so you're kind of giving up on them.
I just don't think.
Real quickly, the Bucks, they won. They won by, what, 3 touchdowns or something?
Yeah, it was 45-17.
And who did they beat?
The Dolphins.
That was not a surprise, right?
It was actually a close game going into the fourth quarter, and then they pulled away.
Okay. And finally, does the hockey season begin for the
Lightning?
We're
wrapping up preseason, yeah.
This week?
Yeah.
Okay, looking forward to that. Mm. All right, time for our top 10. I think this is always interesting. We've done many of these before. But this is the latest Forbes magazine's top 10 world's richest people. Here you go. Ready? Number 10. Mukesh Ambani.
Mukesh.
Remember good old Mukesh?
I used to hang out with Mukesh.
I thought you did. Well, he's worth a palsy $84.5 billion.
He's got a great boat.
The Mukesh or the Ambani?
Mukesh.
Okay. He's from India. And his wealth is diversified. All right, number nine. Sergey Brin. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's worth $89 billion. He's from the USA. He's actually a partner in Google.
Of course.
Yes, there you go. Google. So that's why he's so damn wealthy. Number eight. His buddy, his partner, Larry Page, also Google. Uh-uh. But Larry figured out a way to make $1.5 billion more. He's at $91.5 billion.
Maybe he has a wife that spends less.
That could be it. Yes, and I never thought of that. Number seven. You ever heard of Larry Ellison?
No.
He's worth $93 billion. He's in software. He's from the USA. Larry Ellison. Okay, number six. How about Warren Buffett? You heard of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Warren Buffett is worth $96 billion. He owns Berkshire Hathaway, and that's big in finance and investments. In other words, he's a player. He plays the stock market. Number five, well, we all know this guy. He's been in the news again, Mark Zuckerberg. $97 billion. This guy.
Is that after he took the hit?
Can you imagine this guy? Did you see the movie on him?
Yes.
So he was in college, and he comes up with this idea. Could he ever imagine?
But I don't know how true that movie is.
True.
And if it is true, he started shafting people at a young age.
Yeah, he did.
Because he really did steal the idea.
He did steal it. Yeah. There are no complete white knights in any of this.
Yeah.
Number four. Bill Gates, we know him from Microsoft. He's worth $124 billion. Is that pre or after divorce?
I was just going to say.
Must be pre-divorce.
That's got to be pre, because if it was after divorce, he'd be rolling at the top.
He'd be worth about $60 billion. Yeah. Okay, number three. Bernard Arnault and family. So they're including family on this one. $150 billion. He's from France. And he's got a fashion and retail deal going. It's called LVMH. Did you know Bernard Arnault?
No.
Well, now you do.
I hang out with Mukesh.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
You got
a man love for that Mukesh guy.
Yeah, he's the loser of the group down there at the bottom. The cheap guy.
Number two is Elon Musk. Another guy that's been in the news recently. He's in space. You know, he's got Tesla, and he's got SpaceX. So he's got all that. You know, he's $151 billion. Mm. What do you do with all that money?
Young guy, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's relatively young.
Yeah, 50 years old.
Yeah, in his 50s, I think, yeah. Okay, who do you think, Ed, is? You know him, by the way. Who
really?
Do you think number one? Yeah.
If I know him, he hasn't called me lately.
Well, he hadn't called. I didn't say that he knew you.
Oh. You know, I don't know.
Well, come on.
No.
I would have gotten this one.
Really?
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, the Amazon guy. Yeah.
Amazon. He's worth $177 billion, and you can't think of him? I wonder, is Amazon suffering these days, do you think, from all of this problem with the ports and the products?
I'm sure everybody is.
Yeah, poor guy. Yeah. Do we have a tear shedding for Jeff Bezos?
Maybe he's got stuff coming across the Mexican border.
He probably is using.
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll see Amazon trucks, you know, dodging the wall.
Yeah. Would be funny. Anyway, we will be back on Wednesday. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great Columbus Day. And remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR